Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your Worldwide News Update. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy for the Ukraine conflict met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv Thursday. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
The meeting follows days of back-and-forth banter between Trump and Zelensky over peace talks with Russia, culminating with Trump referring to Zelensky as a dictator who should act fast or lose Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz addressed the issue at a White House press briefing Thursday.
Look, President Trump is obviously very frustrated right now with President Zelensky. The fact that he hasn't come to the table, that he hasn't been willing to take this opportunity that we have offered.
The opportunity he referred to was a previously floated deal to give the U.S. access to Ukraine's mineral resources.
The Israeli military says the remains of two child hostages have been identified, but another body released by Hamas was not the boy's mother. Hamas militants had turned over four bodies Thursday under the tenuous ceasefire that has paused over 15 months of war. Israel confirmed one was Odette Lipschitz, who was 83 when he was abducted during the Hamas attack that started the war in 2023. The military said later that the remains of Iro and Kefir Bibas had been identified, but the final body was not their mother, Shiri Bibas, or any other hostage. During a news conference, head of the National Institute of Forensic Medicine at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Chen Kugel, said the incident illustrates why it's necessary to receive and identify bodies returned to Israel.
Since October 7, 2023, the team of the Israel National Center of Forensic Medicine is dedicating itself to identifying all October 7th victims and thus provide closure for the families and proper burial.
Israel called the failure to return four hostages' bodies Thursday a violation of the ceasefire agreement of the utmost severity. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on an explosion in Israel.
Israeli police have reported a series of explosions on three buses in central Israel in what they said appeared to be a militant attack. No injuries were reported. Police rushed forces to the scene in Bat Yam, a Tel Aviv suburb, as they searched for suspects. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. A police spokesperson told local TV that explosives were found on two other buses. The mayor of Bat Yam says it's a miracle no one was hurt. He says the buses had finished their routes and were in a parking lot. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP correspondent Aung Kim reports on G20 talks being held for the first time in Africa, which have been overshadowed by the absence of the U.S. Secretary of State.
Foreign ministers from G20 countries are right now meeting in Cape Town in the first major session of the group since South Africa took over the presidency. Officials from 19 of the world's major economies and the European Union arrived at the event to a traditional performance. Among the attendees is Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who earlier this week held landmark bilateral talks with the US over ending the war in Ukraine. One notable no-show is U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He said he doesn't agree with the meeting's agenda and has accused South Africa of anti-Americanism. Top European diplomats are expected to reinforce their support for Ukraine during the two-day meeting. I'm Naeon Kim.
German voters go to the polls Sunday to elect a parliament that will determine who runs the country for the next 4 years. Germany has Europe's biggest economy and is the EU's most populous nation. It is a leading member of NATO and the second biggest weapons supplier to Ukraine. The vote count is likely to be final early Monday, but it's not clear what governing coalitions are possible. Pre-election polling shows a mainstream conservative bloc with about 30% support and the far-right Alternative for Germany with around 20%. A top European Union official was trying to head off a potential trade conflict, stressed the importance of active engagement and fairness in trade during a four-hour meeting with the Trump administration officials on Wednesday. President Donald Trump has thrown the decades-long partnership between the U.S. and Europe into turmoil by pledging to charge higher taxes on imports from Europe that he says would match the tariffs faced by American products. Trump's plan for tariffs would also include the value-added tax, which is akin to a sales tax charged in Europe that could drastically push up import taxes and potentially trigger a broader trade conflict if the EU imposed retaliatory measures. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.